the 1-1-1 method, which is every single night before you go to bed, sit down with a piece of paper and write down one win from the day, one point of tension or anxiety or stress, and then one point of gratitude. I mean, it takes 2 minutes and you immediately, like, you feel good about the win and you register some win that you had during the day. You get off your mind the crappy thing that's been bugging you, that's gonna bug you. For me, like, I won't be able to sleep. I'll be thinking about it. Just like throw it down on paper. It's gone. It's out of your mind. And then you feel grateful for some small thing that you otherwise would have just let blow by that you never would have thought about. And it creates a journaling habit that actually kind of moves you forward without taking a bunch of time.
Hey, Tim, Glenn Azar here. Welcome back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. I love the idea or the concepts of looking at different ways that people do things. I just found that one today and it was the 1-1-1 method and I like it. Just every night, take a couple of minutes to write down something that went well today, something that didn't go well that's been bugging you and something that you're grateful for. I think, you know, we can be really overcomplicating when it comes to things that we want to do and how we want to change things. You know, it's so simple to think about, if you know, I want to journal, so every evening, end of the day, I'm just going to write down a win that I had, a point of tension, anxiety or stress, and a point of gratitude. Literally takes less than 5 minutes. It gets things out of your head. It gives you some way of at least processing that information and hopefully helping you have a better night's sleep because you're not thinking about something that doesn't need to be thought about any more than giving it that little bit of context, putting it on paper and moving on. And the other thing I find when you do stuff like this, it gives you the capacity to solve that problem because when we get things out of our head, when we put them onto paper or put them into some sort of journal, our brain also starts processing ways that we might actually be able to do something with that or about that. And I don't think that's ever a bad thing. So that's the 1-1-1 method. Give it a crack. See what you think.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.